يقبل حكما سواه. القرآن الكريم مصدر الشريعة الإسلامية التي بعث بها محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى كافة الناس بشيرا ونذيرا. قال الله تعالى: تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. فهو فرقان فرق الله به بين الحق والباطل، أقام الله به الحج على العالمين. كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد. الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وويل للكافرين من عذاب شديد. أقام الله عز وجل بهذا القرآن الحجة وأبان المحجة وترك الأمة على بيضاء نقية وسبل سوية. وإذا كانت هذه بعض أوصاف القرآن فليس معنى ذلك الاستغناء به عن السنة، فإن سنة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم هي مصدر أساس من مصادر التشريع، فهي والقرآن في مرتبة واحدة في التشريع، يعني السنة الصحيحة إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يصدق ذلك قوله تعالى: من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله ومن تولى فما أرسلناك عليهم حفيظا. وقوله: ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل ضلالا مبينا. وقوله: وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. وقوله: قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. وهذه الآية نزلت لقوم زعموا حب الله فابتلاهم الله باتباع نبيه. قد جاء قوم إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقالوا: يا رسول الله، إننا نحب ربنا. فأنزل الله هذه الآية: قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحبكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. إن معيار محبة الله الحقيقي هو متابعة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، ومن تابع الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم صدقا وعدلا أحبه الله وغفر الله ذنوبه. ولقد قال نبينا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا أنشين أحدكم متكئا على أريكته شبعان يأتيه الأمر مما أمرت أو نهيت فيقول: دينكم كتاب الله، ما وجدتم فيه من حلال فأحلوه وما وجدتم فيه من حرام فحرموه، ألا إني أوتيت القرآن ومثله معه. هذا ونكتفي بهذا القدر، ونقف عند نزول القرآن الكريم. وبالله التوفيق، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وآله وسلم.
بارك الله فيكم يا شيخ،
حياكم الله.
الله يحييك، الله يحييك، حياكم. الشيخ عندنا ثلاث أسئلة صغيرة إن شاء الله، في وقت الأسئلة ولا ما في؟
لا بأس إذا كانت أسئلة سريعة
إن شاء الله. السؤال الأول يقول: في أم عندها طفل عمره 7 سنوات وهو ما يسمع كلامها، ويعني وما مثلا ما يحترمها، يعني حق الاحترام.
عمره كم؟
7 سنوات. ف يعني ما يسمع كلامها، فهي تعظه بقولها مثلا اتق الله او بحديث او بآية وما يسمع الكلام، فما الحكم في ذلك؟ هل تضربه ولا
يعني هذا الطفل ما يدرك قيمة الثواب الأخروي، عليها أن تغريه بشيء من الألعاب، عليها أن تغريه بشيء من الثياب، الأشياء التي يحبها، وتهدده بأن تمنعه من اللعب أو وتمنعه أن يخرج لبعض يعني مرغوباتي من اللعب مع الأطفال، أو مثلا تهدده بالضرب أو نحو ذلك. وإن كان الطفل في مثل هذا السن لا يضرب، فالطفل إذا كان الضرب فيبدأ الضرب في سن العاشرة، لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: مروا أبناءكم بالصلاة لسبع وضربوهم عليها لعشر. فليس هذا سن الضرب، إنما هذا سن الترهيب والترهيب والتشويق بالمشرقات التي يرغب فيها الأطفال، كان تقول له إذا سمعت الكلام سيشتري لك لعبة، ويشتري لك دراجة، ويشتري لك يعني الحلوى الفلانية التي يحبها، وهكذا.
يعني وحتى لو هذه الطريقة لم تنفع فالصبر بعد ذلك يعني؟
حتى لو لم تنفع ليس لها أن تضربهم، هذا في مثل هذا السن لا يضرب الطفل. إنما ممكن تقول له أنا لا أكلمك، أنا بقيت يعني تشعره بأنها زعلانة وغضبانة وكذا، ثم لا تستعمل الضرب.
نعم. طيب السؤال الثاني يا شيخ، سؤال عن كتبكم إن شاء الله، الكتب التي أنت ألفتها، هل لنا يعني أن نطلبها من مكتبات معينة في الأردن مثلا؟
لا أنت ممكن أن تطلبها مني، كتبي ممكن أن تطلبها مني، وعندي رئيس لما أعطيتها لمكتبات، وأنا ممكن أشحنها لك. يعني أنت تقول نريد مثلا من الكتاب الفلاني 10 نسخ أو 25 أو كده، ممكن نجعلها في طرد ونرسلها لكم. فأنا عندي يعني أكثر من 25 كتاب بين يدي، يعني موجود منه نسخ، هذا النسخ المتوفر 25 عنوان يعني. وممكن أنتم إذا كنتم تطلبون تحصون الإخوة الذين يريدون، وممكن نجعلها في يعني كرتونين ونشحنها لكم، مع طبعا هدير هذه الكتب وهدير شحنها.
خير إن شاء الله. نحن إن شاء الله يعني نريدها لغرض الوضع في المكتبة وبيعها، وأيضا يعني تكون مجانا، بعضها يكون مجانا لبعض الأخوان، وبعضها في المكتبة إن شاء الله للبيع إن شاء الله.
إن شاء الله. ونحن نعطيكم إن شاء الله أسعار يعني معقولة.
خير إن شاء الله. فأنا راح أتصل عليك مرة، يعني اتصال خاص لأخذ منك يعني أسماء الكتب وغيرها، وبعدين مرة اتصال آخر للمتابعة إن شاء الله والطلب إن شاء الله.
طيب خير إن شاء الله.
سؤال أخير يا شيخ، سؤال يسير إن شاء الله. أحد الأخوان يسأل: هل من أبناء الشيخ ناصر الدين الباني أو بناته طلاب أو طالبات علم؟
نعم، ابنته الكبرى طالبة علم، وعنده بنتين في جدة أيضا حافظات للقرآن ومعلمات للقرآن وطالبات علم، وعنده ولد محمد وولد عبد المصور وولد عبد اللطيف، هؤلاء يعني من طلاب علم، وعندهم يعني أولاد العلم، ولكنهم لم يؤلفوا كتبا، لكنهم يعني يساعدوا أباهم، كانوا يساعدوا شيخنا في بعض مؤلفاته.
نعم. طيب هل الاخوات مثلا الاتصال والاتصال والاستفاده من بنات الشيخ الالباني ان شاء الله، هل ترى في ذلك يعني فائده؟
طبعا اذا كان نساء تتصل بالبنات ممكن، لكن هي يعني عن طريق النساء ممكن يتصلن ببنات الشيخ. اما بالنسبه للرجال لا صعب لان تدري في حرج يعني.
الان ان شاء الله نعرف ذلك يا شيخ، بس هل انت تعلم طريقه اتصال معينه يعني ولا؟
انا والله اعرف لكن انا لا ليس مؤذنا لي.
نعم.
انا اعطي هواتف بنات الشيخ لاحد.
خير.
نعم هذا تدري ما هو مسموح لي انا حتى يعني ممكن احدى بنات الشيخ وهي زوجته اخينا رحمه الله الشيخ نظام سكدها وقد توفاه الله من نحو شهرين وزوجته لا زالت في العده لا اظن انها تجيب على الهاتف الان لكن ممكن بعد ان تنتهي عدتها عن طريق النساء ممكن الاتصال بها.
يا شيخ وفي خضم هذا الحديث تعرف انت شيخ حمدي عبد المجيد السلفي؟
الشيخ حمدي عبد المجيد السلفي اعرفه نعم وزارنا مرتين او ثلاثة في الاردن وهو من اخواننا الاقراب العراق في اربيل وكردستان ولكن ماذا تريد منه يعني؟
يعني الاتصال به ايضا ان شاء الله يعني يعني احد
والله ليس يعني هاتف ليس عندنا ممكن لكن ممكن تحصيله
خير ان شاء الله خير ان شاء الله
لكن هو رجل كبير الان يعني صار كبيرا في السن
هو في عمان الان ولا وين؟
لا 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 هو في اربيل في كردستان وهو الان ممكن في تجاوز الثمانين
ما شاء الله نسال الله انه يحفظه ويحفظكم يا شيخ ان شاء الله
آمين بارك الله فيك
بارك الله فيكم
سلامنا للإخوان عندكم جميعا
إن شاء المولى إن شاء الله يصل إن شاء الله
حياك الله
الله يحييك الله يحييك يلا
مرحبا
لقاء الأسبوع القادم السلام عليكم إن
شاء الله سلام الله
Translation. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. So the Sheikh said we stopped at what Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, and Allah has described it, meaning the Quran, with many characteristics indicating its greatness, its blessing, and the effects it has on the people, its comprehensiveness, and the fact that it presides over all other books that have been revealed before it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Shaykh mentioned that when you describe something with many different characteristics, great characteristics, that only indicates the greatness of that thing you're describing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ. And we have given you seven of the repeatedly recited verses in Surah Al-Fatiha. والقرآن العظيم and the Quran العظيم. And if somebody may say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the Fatiha only to be the Quran العظيم, well, the Fatiha is the core of the Quran and it summarizes the whole Quran. And whatever was spread, all the different topics that was spread in the throughout the Quran was all combined in Surah Al-Fatiha. And so whatever applies to Surah Al-Fatiha applies to the rest of the Quran, and it is the greatest surah in the Quran. And there is no there is no salah accepted without Surah Al-Fatiha. It is so because it is a great important pillar in salah. Without it, there is no salah. And Allah Subhanahu wa Taala also described the Quran as being Al-Qur'an al-Majid, by the glorious Qur'an. And also that it is a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the Qur'an as being Mubarak. And that that it is a blessing. And when He revealed the Qur'an, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an, and He brought it down, He brought down with it al-barakah, all the blessings. So it is a blessing from the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought it down until the day of judgment. It's blessing when Allah brought it down to the Lawh al-Mahfuz and then brought it down to the Sama al-Dunya in Bayt al-Izza. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought it down upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So reading the Qur'an has blessings in it, and hearing it is blessings, and acting upon it, there's blessings in that, and using it as the judge to judge between the differences has blessings in it, and using it as a cure and seeking cure by it is blessings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed this Qur'an, and it is also a reminder to those who fear Allah. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And this is a blessed book which we have sent down, so follow it. And fear Allah that you may receive mercy. So following the book of Allah by making halal whatever it made halal, and making haram whatever it made haram, and believing in whatever in the unclear verses in it, and acting upon the clear verses in it. So by following that and doing that, there's it benefits those who follow it. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And the benefit is that you may receive the mercy of Allah. And this is not to doubt that you may or may not receive the mercy of Allah, but this is لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, that you may receive the mercy of Allah. This is a promise from Allah that whoever follows the words of Allah and he acts upon it, doing whatever it orders and staying away from whatever it forbids, then, and he makes the Qur'an his business, so that Allah will not see him except where he pleases and wherever he orders him to be, and following the Quran in that manner, then this is a promise that whoever does that, he will receive the mercy of Allah. So لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, that you may receive the mercy of Allah. It is not as a doubtful matter that may or may not receive it, but as a promise from Allah. And he described the Qur'an as being kareem, as being kareem, honorable, and the pure, that no none touch it except for those who are pure. So its status should be put in a status of honor and respect. And that's why some of the Salaf, they used to put it upon their heads and say, the book of my Lord, the book of my Lord. And they used to hate to say about any surah in the Qur'an that it is a small surah. And whenever somebody would say this is a small surah, they will say you are even smaller than it. Do not say about any of the words of the surahs of Allah that it's small. So they used to hate to describe any of the short surahs in the Qur'an as being small. Because even Surah Al-Ikhlas, which is only 3 ayat, it is equivalent in its reward to 1/3 of the Qur'an. And Surah Al-Kawthar, which is the shortest surah in the Qur'an, the jinn, and the human beings, and the Arabs, and the non-Arabs, they were never able to bring something similar to it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenged them to bring at least a surah from the Qur'an, so they were trying to bring something equivalent to the shortest surah in the Qur'an. They were not even able to bring something similar to Surah Al-Kawthar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. It is honorable. All parts of it is honorable. Everything in it is honorable. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it, a guidance to humanity. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. Certainly this Qur'an guides to that which is most just and right. So أَقْوَمْ means which is more just and more right and safest. وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and it gives glad tidings to the believers, those who do righteous actions, that they will receive a great reward. So there is not any great manner or any good manner except that the Qur'an, he encourages. And there isn't any evil or bad manner except that the Qur'an discourages. And this Qur'an, it moves everything. It affects everything. Everything that it's recited upon, it affects it. So it affects the jinn. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ. And when we send to you, you know, Muhammad, a group of the jinn, and they heard the Qur'an, and then they went warning people. I don't recall the whole full ayah, but the general meaning of the ayah, that when we sent to you, O Muhammad, a group of the jinn, and they heard the Qur'an, they went fleeing to their people, warning them that there has been a book revealed after the book of Musa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says about the jinn, that they say, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. We surely heard an amazing Qur'an. يَهْدِي لَلْرُشْدِ, it guides to that guidance and that which is better. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and I have read it upon them, i.e. he was talking about Surah Ar-Rahman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying that he read Surah Ar-Rahman upon the jinn. So he said, I have read it upon them, and I found them better, had a better reply than you. Whenever I read the statement of Allah, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, then in which of your bounties of Allah do you deny? They would say, وَلَا شَيْءَ مِنْ آلَاءِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبُ وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. Or none of the ayat, or none of the bounties and of our Lord do we deny, and we praise you. So Rasulullah said that, I read Surah Ar-Rahman upon them, and I found them, the jinn, better in replying than the human beings, than that when he read it to the human beings. Whenever Rasulullah would reach the statements of Allah, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, then in which of the bounties of Allah do you deny? The jinn used to reply, none in the bounties of Allah do we deny, and we praise you, Allah. So this Qur'an affects everything, and affects the human beings, and affects those who are righteous, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ, and those who fear the standing of their Lord, then they will receive two jannas, two gardens. So the fearful of Allah, whenever the verses of Allah is recited upon them, they increase in their fear to Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَيْنَانِ لَا تَمَسَّهُمَ النَّارِ, two types of eyes, hellfire will not touch them. عَيْنٌ بَكَتْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ, an eye that wept out of the fear of Allah. And عَيْنٌ بَاتَتْ تَحْرُسُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and an eye that stayed up all night watching out for the sake of Allah. I mean, watch out from the enemies for the sake of Allah. So it even affects the human beings and the righteous amongst them, and increase them in fear to Allah. And our righteous predecessors, when they used to hear the Qur'an, they will cover their faces, and they will, and you will hear them making squealing noise, like they used to cover their faces and weep. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he stood up and he prayed, he used to be heard to his sound, a sound similar to that which is when a boiling pot, when you boil something and it makes the sound of boiling, but the similar sound was heard to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he used to recite. And this Quran even affects the plants and the animals and the non-living things. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ, and if we had we sent down this Quran upon a mountain, you would surely have seen it humbling itself and crushed from the fear of Allah. And the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, revives with it and bring back to life the dead hearts. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, hasn't the time come for the believers that their hearts be humbled from the remembrance of Allah? And that ayah also about the Quran was sent down upon a mountain, it would have crushed out of the fear of Allah. So this has an effect on the hearts of the people, and it increases the believers in their iman and in their happiness and in their love to Allah and in their following to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا, and whenever there comes down a surah, some of them, meaning the hypocrites, will say, which of you has had his faith increased by it? As for those who believe, it has increased their faith and they rejoice. But as for those in whose hearts it is a disease of doubt, disbelief or hypocrisy, it will only add more suspicion and doubt to their suspicion, disbelief and doubt. And they die while they are disbelievers. And this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also described it as an ordered Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to strive and to perform jihad against the mushrikeen by the Quran. Allah says, فَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ, so do not obey the disbelievers, but strive with utmost, but strive against them with it, with the Quran, a great striving. So with the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Rasulullah to perform jihad with the Quran. And this was revealed in the Meccan period. That means before the Muslims had established their state, when they were just in the Meccan period, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Rasulullah to perform jihad with the Quran. Which means that the performing jihad with the da'wah, with calling to Allah, is bigger and more important than performing the jihad with the sword and with the physical form of jihad. So the way for the jihad al-kabir, the great and jihad, is with the Quran. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, do not obey the disbeliever, وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ, and strive against them with it, with the Quran, a great striving. And the jihad was not legislated except for that. The physical jihad was not legislated except for that main purpose is to call to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this Quran a guidance and a mercy and a glad tidings to the believers. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and we have sent down to you, O Muhammad, the book as an explanation of everything, a guidance, a mercy, and a glad tidings to the Muslims. And this book came, and it presides over all the other books. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ, and we have sent down to you the book in truth, confirming the scripture that came before it and as a witness over it. So the book, the Quran, is a witness over the other books and presides over it and its rulings comes over the rulings of the previous books. And also the Quran is the source of the Islamic legislation. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. Blessed is he who sent down the criterion, meaning the Quran is the criteria that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established the proof against his creation with it. So it is the criteria between the truth and the false. Allah established the hujjah, the proof against his creation by revealing this Quran and by setting the criteria between the truth and the false, the right and the good, the good and the right and the false, the right and the bad. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, Alif Lam Ra, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. Alif Lam Alif Lam Ra, this is a book which we have revealed unto you, Muhammad, in order that you might lead mankind out of the darkness and into light by the Lord's permission, and to the path of the Almighty, the owner of all praise, Allah. Allah, to whom belongs all of that is in the heavens and on the earth, and let the disbelievers beware of a severe torment. And if we describe the Quran in all these great descriptions, then we shouldn't think that the Quran is the only source, and is the only source of the legislation, and we don't need, if the Quran has all the great descriptions, then we shouldn't need the Sunnah. No, because the Quran comes in the same level in legislation with the Sunnah. So it and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have the same authority. As Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, مَنْ يُطِعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever obeys the Messenger has indeed obeyed Allah. But he who turns away, then we have not sent you as their guardian. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed strayed in plain error. And he says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. And whatsoever the Messenger gives you, take it. And whatsoever he forbids you from, abstain. And he said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, if you really love Allah, then follow me, Allah will love you and forgive you of your sins, and Allah is forgiven, merciful. And this ayah was revealed upon a people who claimed the love of Allah. So Allah tested them by following the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And they came, a group came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, we love our Lord. So Allah then revealed this ayah, that if you truly love Allah, then follow me, follow Muhammad, Allah will love you. So whoever follows Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, follows his commandments, and when he ordered, and he says away from what he forbidded, then Allah will love him. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I don't meet one of you resting upon his resting and he's full and rested, and then he says, just follow the book of Allah. Whatever you find in it from halal, then make it halal. Whatever you find in it permissible, then make it permissible. And whatever you find in it haram, forbidden, then just make it forbidden. أَلَا إِنِّي أُوتِيتُ الْقُرْآنَ وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ. Verily, I was given the Qur'an and that which is similar to it.
إيش بيت الحديث؟ معاذ ها؟ ها؟ إيش بيت الحديث؟ لا, في بيت الحديث فما ود فحلوه وما وجد فيه حرام فحرموه. ألا أني أريد القرآن ومثله معه بس.
I can't recall the rest of the hadith, but the point is that the Quran and the Sunnah, they have the same authority in the legislation. And by that, the Sheikh said, we end. And there was some questions, and one of the questions was that my child is 7 years old, and I order him, and he doesn't listen to his mother, and he doesn't do whatever she tells him to do, and he is giving her a lot of trouble. Can she discipline him by beating him? So the sheikh said, and she warns him by bringing hadith and verses from the Quran and saying that you should fear Allah and all that. So the sheikh said that the child in this age does not understand the reward of al-akhirah, the reward in the hereafter, that you will warn him that there's Jannah or not, Allah will punish you. He might not realize or not comprehend this hereafter reward or hereafter punishment. Rather, it should be something where he can comprehend and realize, like she gives him toys or she gives him new clothes or something that he likes and tells him that, if you listen, I will give you this. Or she should prevent him from going out and playing and prevent him from something that he likes. So in this age, the child should not be beaten, because Rasulullah ﷺ said, مُرُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ بِسَبْعِ, order your children to pray when they're seven, and discipline them by beating at the age of 10. So beating the child under the age of 10, she doesn't have the right to do that. But it is by giving him something he likes, or preventing him from something he doesn't like. By preventing him from something he likes, or giving him something he likes. So by that way, that'll be the best way. And he was asked about the children of Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah, that any of them are students of knowledge, or that they teach or involved in the da'wah. And he said, yes, two of his daughters are in Jeddah, and they memorize the Quran, and they teach the Quran there. And another, his older sister is also that way. His older daughter is that way. And he has three children that are that they work in the da'wah, and they're involved in learning and teaching and so on. And he said, I can't give their numbers because he's not allowed to do that. And his books, he said, if you want any of my books, you can tell me, and we're going to get a list of the names of the books he has. And if any brothers are interested in his books, after we get the list, we can order from him, inshallah. And by that, we end. Jazakumullah khair. Subhanakallah. Alhamdulillah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Wa atubu ilayk. Musa Nasr. Phone. The two eyes that the hellfire will not touch them. The first eye, an eye weeped out of the fear of Allah, and the second eye, I stayed up all night watching for the sake of Allah. So, yeah, they missed it. So the first one was an eye weeped out of the fear of Allah.